When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yes, guys, I'm Si. Welcome to Five Things We Learned About Wales versus Finland here on Cardiff City World. International break, so it's all things Wales this week. And that young squad did not let us down. Let's be honest, everything we talked about in the preview, aggression, passion, energy, start fast, they did it all. And look, as people will know, watch Ace Podcast Nation, watch Cardiff City World. I'm not Robert Page's biggest fan. I don't necessarily think, like, there's been times when I've been quite disappointed with his approach, but not last night. I thought he got his selection absolutely spot on. He was brave, but also, you know, he was brave without being gung-ho, shall we say. And I thought it was excellent. I thought we absolutely dominated the game. There's a few things which we'll discuss, which I think we need to do better come the Poland game, but overall, great performance. The manager deserves a lot of credit because the easy option was, you know, Kiefer Moore was to kind of lean on that kind of more, don't want to say defensive, but, you know, just the norm, basically. And I was very, very pleased. You know, managers so often, they'll trump for experience and things like that. But the good thing with this Welsh side is it's not just full of young players who are quality footballers, passionate about playing for their country. Is a lot of them now are very experienced international players, you know, Nico Williams, people like that. They've played a lot of football at Ampadu, played a lot of football at international level. So even though they're young, they're very, very experienced players. And I thought they managed the game well. They played well. Obviously, we talked about it a little bit during the watch-along last night, which if you didn't join it, you know, I know a lot of people went to the game, obviously. Me, because of my health and stuff like that, a few other things, I didn't go. I probably won't be able to go on Tuesday either. So we'll be doing the watch-along again. Myself, the Floor Boys, Matthew and Rob and Rodri's joining us as well. But it was a good laugh, good crack. We just watched the game, chatted. And it was good. Good fun. We had some good numbers, good people. It was a good conversation. But we're here for five things. Little 20-minute video where we discuss five things we learned about Wales last night. And boy, oh boy, it's very difficult to find any negatives. Not that I'm looking for negatives, but you want to be realistic. I think the first thing is that the Poland game will be a lot more difficult. So let's say number one. Yes, it was an excellent performance and there's plenty and much more positives than negatives, but I think we absolutely must defend better against Poland. Poland is a much higher level of opposition with, you know, some really, really good players in that Polish side. We'll have a full preview on Monday where we discuss that exact thing. We'll look at the Poland side in detail. But Wales, I thought Ben Davies had a very good game. But I did think that there was points where we didn't defend very well. Some crosses and things like that. We let them little moments rather than like a an overall thing. And I think in a game, your opponent's gonna get little periods of play where they get a bit of momentum, they get moments, and it's about closing those moments down. And then in the midfield areas, I thought we absolutely dominated. But when they did get in those little pockets of space on the edge of our box, they did seem to play through us. I wouldn't say easily, but they were certainly capable of doing it. And if you only got to look at that Poland game yesterday and the highlights of that, they got some great footballers. Frankowski had a blinder. It's going to be a different game completely. However, as I've said many times this week and over the last few days, I fancy Wales against anybody at home. The crowd was incredible. And Wales did the opposite to what Cardiff did. They got the crowd behind them early. They kept the crowd with them throughout the game. They kept the crowd engaged. And they did that with a couple of things: the quality of their football, their passion, the aggression, the work rate, the energy. And Finland could not deal with the energy which Wales had in those midfield areas. So number two is the fast start, the energy, the aggression and the passion, the pace will be played at. No team in the world likes playing against pace, and Wales have pace in abundance in the wide areas and the attacking areas. And I thought what Robert Page did was exactly the right thing, is he banked on that pace. You got Harry Wilson in there, in that sort of number 10, drifting into pockets of space, which makes it so difficult for people to pick him up. And then you've got the pace of Brennan Johnson, obviously Daniel James when he came on. I thought David Brooks was very good as well, finding those little pockets of space. And overall, I thought the front three that started were very difficult to pick up, because Brennan Johnson isn't really like an out-and-out number nine. He runs the channels. He finds little angles, which like a Kiefer Moore maybe doesn't find. And Harry Wilson and David Brooks, they kind of go all over and they switch. And some of the 1-2s and the triangles that we played around the edge of the box was just sensational to watch. And as a football fan, let alone a Welsh fan, it was a pleasure to watch. And I've spoken to a couple of friends who were there who were English. And even they said, Wales were just exciting to watch. And I think it's massive, is keeping the crowd engaged. We never let Finland get hold of the ball and slow us down. And I think that any away team wants to do that, get through the first 15 minutes and then get hold of the ball, knock it about. And what Wales did is they got the early goal and then they just kept disrupting Finland, kept winning the ball back in dangerous areas, putting them under pressure, putting them on the back foot. Of course, scoring at the start of the game and straight after halftime, that just knocked the stuffing out of them. But that was achieved with, like I say, the energy, the aggression, the pace at which we played. Number three is Harry Wilson. I thought Harry Wilson was outstanding last night. I know I've seen a lot of people saying he was their man of the match. I don't disagree with that. He wasn't my man of the match, which I'll discuss in a minute. However, I thought he was outstanding, and he is so difficult to pick up. And it was what was great, we mentioned it on the watch-along, is I can't remember the last time I went into a big Wales game where it's must win, and you're looking across the striker or the forward attacking options, and they're all banging form. Even the ones that didn't start, banging form at club level, and you're thinking, can they take that into international level? Harry Wilson has had a great season for Fulham. Every game I've watched him play, he's been really, really dangerous, and he's so difficult to mark, but he's so tidy on the ball. Very rarely gives it away. Drops deep, finds the ball, and then he'll play off the people up in front of him, which obviously leads to that first goal. And what was quite interesting in the way Harry Wilson, but Wales in general, played in those areas was people assume that you have to have a kind of target man, like a focal point to play the ball into and play off. Well, Wales didn't play with an out-and-out number nine, really, in Brennan Johnson. But they also certainly didn't play with a target man. So they didn't have that kind of focal point. So you're thinking, oh, can they still get those periods of play and those little patterns of play where you play the triangles and the 1-2s off the big man? And they did it. But because they're all so young and fast and quick and mobile. It was just exceptional to watch. I was really, really pleased for Harry Wilson. It's really, honestly, like when David Brooks scored, it just felt like this moment where I just couldn't stop thinking about what a moment that must be for him. Like there must have been a point over the last year or so where he thought he's never going to play for Wales again, or he's never even maybe going to play football again. To come back and begin to get the form that he's getting at club level, he's taking that into international level. And I thought, you know, obviously he looked like he got a bit tired, but just sensational. And like I say, Harry Wilson in particular, massive, massive shout out to him. I thought he was absolutely outstanding. Number four, an Ethan Ampadu masterclass. Let me tell you something. And look, if football's subjective, and people will agree, people will disagree. Maybe Wales fans will agree and non-Welsh fans will not agree. To me, Ethan Ampadu almost had a perfect game last night. And I said in the preview that Ethan Ampadu, if he has a 9 out of 10, Wales will win. And I thought he was as close to a 9 out of 10 as you could get. His positional sense for that sort of defensive midfielder is so good. Like, he just sweeps up and he anticipates things before they happen. And during the watch along, actually, I think it was Rob said, I've just been watching Ethan Ampadu for the last 5 minutes or so. And like the positions he takes up, he sweeps up everything. He always is in the right place and the right time. And that's not to take away anything from Jordan James, from Harry Wilson, from David Brooks. They were all outstanding. But to me, Ethan Ampadu was just that level above. And if that can be his level of performance over the next five years plus, he's going to play at the top level. That's how good I thought his performance was. And look, people will say, oh, it's Finland, you know, they're not that great. Finland, technically, as footballers, they're very, very good. Wales just never let them settle. They knocked the stuffing out of them with the way the timing of their goals. But it was the quality of Wales' football, but not just with the ball, it was out of possession as well. The work rate, the positional sense, I thought the wide players in Nico Williams and Connor Roberts were very good. I would love to see Connor just look after the football a little bit more, but I thought defensively he was very good. And, you know, Nico Williams obviously scores a cracking goal, but he's another one who I think is top level if he can just keep progressing. And they're all so young. And but just going back to Ethan Ampadu, I really believe, and I've been saying for a while, and I was so pleased that he was in that midfield position, because I did worry that because he's been playing in defence for his club side, in a three, but I'm not sure. But he's been playing central defence, which he's very capable of doing. But I think we lose so much when he drops into the defence. Now, I wonder if Robert Page will look at the Poland game, look at some of the issues, not issues, but some of the ways Finland got in to create chances, and whether he may put Ampadu back into central defence. I hope he doesn't, but I can see an argument for it in putting him in defence and almost using him in that sort of John Stones role where he's in defence, but he pushes up into midfield. But to me, that's a big risk, unless that's something they've worked on over the past few months. It's not something I'd risk in a game like this. I believe that Ethan Ampadu and Jordan James should be that double pivot for Wales for the next 10 years. Both of them are outstanding. The fact that Jordan James is 19 is scary. And if Birmingham go down, in my opinion, as a Cardiff City fan, Cardiff should go out of their way to try and sign Jordan James. Out of their way. But there we go. That's just my opinion. But yeah, just on that final, finally, Ethan Ampadu, absolute masterclass. The partnership of him and James particularly was outstanding. But Ethan Ampadu was by far the man of the match for me, because I thought defensively, outstanding. He was aggressive in the tackle without being over the top and silly and, you know, getting sent off and this type of thing, which we've seen with him when he's been a bit younger. he seems to have added a bit of maturity to his game, the way he knows when to, you know, just keep the ball moving, or when he needs to play a bit more of a penetrative pass. I just thought he was outstanding. And same for Jordan James. They complement each other so well. And then defensively, that protection for the defense, the two of them, they got so much energy and they're so fit and chaotic, but in a organized fashion that is very difficult for teams. Finland just couldn't get a foot on the ball. And then even when they started to get to grips with it and try to keep the ball a bit better, Ampadu, Williams, Roberts, and Jordan James just kept winning the ball back. And I just think, he's a diamond, Ethan Ampadu. But Jordan James as well, like, as a Welshman, I cannot tell you how excited I am. I recently had a conversation very quickly, like, about England, and I said, oh, God, they're going to have Declan Rice, Kobe Mainoo, and Bellingham for the next 10 years. It's depressing. And it is, like, depressing because I think all three of those players are already at this, like, Bellingham's already world-class. Rice is just under, I think, and not far off. And Kobe Mainoo potentially looks like he could be just as good. And I think that was worrying. So for Wales to have a duo like Jordan James and Ampadu, and I look at them and I think, oof, Ampadu is not far off making that step up now. I wouldn't be surprised to see a real, real... I know he's at Leeds, which people class as a big club, but it's a championship club. But I wouldn't be surprised if he goes to the Premier League very soon. And when I say Premier League, I mean top eight, top six club. And I think he'll do exceptionally well there. I think the quality that he displayed in and out of possession last night was another level. So I believe that Wales, Robert Page, should build a team around that double pivot. I just want to make mention, before I go to number five, Nico Williams. Being in and out of the Forest team, but I tell you something, that lad, when he plays for Wales, he is outstanding. And what a phenomenal goal. Cannot speak highly enough of Nico Williams. I really believe that he's almost like this new generation's Chris Gunter, going to end up with like 100 caps, Mr. Reliable. And he looks like the sort of player when he gets older and he loses a yard of pace, he'll be able to do with the Ben Davis role now, where, you know, you slot inside into a three, into a centre-back. And this is a skipper I thought was outstanding. There was a couple of moments where some of those players needed to settle down, and you could see him just telling them, calm. They did it. There was when the goal went in and it was a bit sloppy. He told them straight. And I just thought, he's a great leader. A really, really good captain, Ben Davis. Very exciting. Good, mature performance by him to lead that young team. Average age of, I think Matt said it was 24 or 25. Unbelievable. When you consider that, the age of the team. Phenomenal performance. Ethan Ampadu for me is a future Wales captain. I believe when Aaron Ramsey is retired from international football, Ethan Ampadu is the natural successor. And to me, I think he should be given it regardless of age. I think he's experienced at international level. He's shown he's got the quality. And I believe he'll be playing in the Premier League very soon. Jordan James, 19. Wow. Exciting times for Welsh football. But number five, more of a discussion point than what we learned. Changes for the Poland game. Now, to me, the almost automatic reaction is, oh, wow, we were so good. Don't change a thing. Poland's a different kettle of fish. Different kettle of fish. And Poland, a much bigger step up than Finland. And don't get me wrong, Finland are a good football team. Wales made them look very average. So for me, I think it's very important that Wales don't get overconfident. I think, you know, Robert Page will keep their feet on the ground. They're young players, but there's a lot of experience in there. And I believe that's why Aaron Ramsey's been taken, is for this moment. Those young players are going to be on top of the world, but the job's not done. It means nothing if you don't get the job done. Now, I fancy us to beat anyone at home. Absolutely. With the crowd, the players we got, the youth we've got, 100%, I fancy us to beat anyone. But Poland is a real, real good side. And I'm going to do a full preview, tactical preview. We'll look at the side and stuff like that. But you've got Lewandowski, you've got Szczesny in goal, you've got Bednarek in defence, Siles, Zielinski and Petrovski in the middle of midfield. It's going to be a big challenge for these boys. You know, all of these are Champions League players. But I believe in Ethan Ampadu and Jordan James and David Brooks as a kind of midfield trio and Harry Wilson. I believe that Wales will be able to cope with that. Now, in terms of changes, the temptation is to not make any. But I, at the moment, and I will kind of just think about it maybe a bit more before I do the preview. I lean towards, no, I think we need that Kiefer Moore versus Poland. They play three at the back. So maybe you need that focal point and that more physical presence against the likes of Bednarek and stuff. But then I just straight away think, well, with three at the back, there's spaces down those wide areas in the channels, which that system can utilize massively. So it's going to be some big decisions because Daniel James, it was excellent off the bench. Now, do you keep him as an impact sub? Is Aaron Ramsey fit? There's decisions to be made, you know, and Robert Page has got to get it right. And look, on last night's performance, you've got to say that he'll get it right. I'm interested in what you guys think. You guys who are watching, would you make any changes for this week, for Tuesday's game? It's difficult, isn't it? Because really, I don't think there was many players that you could aim any criticisms. I think it was more a case of there was maybe a few moments where some certain players could have done better. But overall, I thought every player that played for Wales was outstanding. So then it becomes very difficult to change it. You should just, you know, they always say don't change a winning team and things like that. But to me, I just thought Wales was so excellent that it's very, very difficult to change. But you've got to get it right. Poland are a different kettle of fish, and he's got to get this selection right. And it'll be interesting to see. I'm looking forward to doing the preview and really delving into those tactics. I think that'll be out Monday lunchtime, I think, because the Cardiff City phone-in will be on Monday, I'd assume, where they'll talk the Wales game. We'll just confirm that. We've got the flower hour tomorrow evening, where the boys will talk about the Welsh game and the Tuesday game as well. Just straight after this now, 15 minutes from now-ish, we'll be having the View from the Chair Wales edition. So Martin's done a Wales vlog. So please check that out. Be out at about 8:45 on Cardiff City World. Definitely appreciate it if you can, just check that out. Just spread the word, share it, all like that. Very quickly, if anyone's got any questions, Matthew says they wouldn't have two keepers on the bench. Yeah, that's weird. Like, I don't really understand sending Levitt and Colwell home and then having two keepers on the bench, because to me, especially in the Poland game now, like, if it's 0-0 with like a 1-0 down with like 10 minutes to go, you know, you want as many creative and attacking players as you can have on the bench to do that, to create something. And I think that was a weird one for me, especially when you end up with with two players on the bench. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But what can you say? Like, you know, he got it right. Certainly got the 11 and his substitutions right. If I was the coach, I'd want as many creative options as possible for a knockout game. So I certainly wouldn't have sent Colwell home, and I don't think I would have sent Levitt home and kept three keepers. But, you know, you could only have 26 men or whatever it is. So I guess it's a case of just going with what you think's best. And look, you can't knock Robert Page, you know. He's been, no one's above criticism. And I think I could understand some of the criticisms that have been leveled at him. previously. But last night, he got it spot on. Poland are a massive threat. Yes, enjoy the victory last night. But if we don't get it right on Tuesday, it means nothing. However, I believe in this Welsh side. I believe in these players. And I think, no, as I said at the very start of this show tonight, no team likes to play against pace and aggression and urgency. And if we show the same level of urgency and aggression and energy as we did last night on Tuesday, I think Poland will struggle to contain us. So maybe the best form of defence is attack. Because there were some moments where we didn't defend particularly well. So maybe our best way of dealing with that is keep the ball at the other end and try and get down the sides of Poland. I can't actually end this show at the moment, so I'm going to keep talking. Who else do I want to talk about? Brennan Johnson, I saw some people saying he didn't do a lot other than, score the goal, but I thought his movement created a hell of a lot of chances and movement for his teammates. A lot of the space that Harry Wilson and David Brooks found in the first half came from Brennan Johnson's movement, taking the defender away. So I disagree with the kind of thought process that, he didn't do a lot other than score a goal, because I think his movement and his attitude, his work rate, that created a lot for other players. Right, guys, it's been a pleasure as always. This was five things we learned about Wales versus Finland. We have Martin's View from a Chair vlog from last night coming out in about 15 minutes. It's the Flower Hour tomorrow. The preview actually will be on Sunday. Cardiff City phone in on Monday. Tuesday, the watch along. And then we'll have Wednesday, a Flower Hour match reaction, five things we learned. There is stuff every day of the week on this channel, generally talking Cardiff City, but for the next week or so, it's going to be all things Wales. So make sure you're subscribed, make sure you like the channel and all that good stuff. Leave comments, all of that good stuff. And please do share, retweet, whatever you're watching, Twitter, YouTube, make sure you're subscribed and you're followed. Check out Ace Podcast Nation as always. But I will see you on Sunday for the preview. Make sure you join the boys for the Flower Hour tomorrow, and make sure you check out the vlog coming out now. Nice one. Sports Social Podcast Network.